Welcome to Couple Haters Podcast, where today we will be predicting the Rumble match.
Remember the Rumble.
It's going to be a very interesting year for the Rumble.
I think the Rumble might be the best Rumble ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Michael Cole voice? That's what he says about vintage, every fucking thing.
Vintage Royal Rumble.
This is the best Monday Night Raw ever.
I don't know what show ever. He's watching, but Raw is not the best show ever.
No, Raw is fucking...
SmackDown's killing it.
SmackDown, number one show.
Raw needs to be exclusively on Hulu, because that shit does not deserve airtime. It does not deserve airtime.
Yeah, what... Raw, man, what's going on? What's going on, Raw? You're supposed to be a flagship show, the A show.
They do the same matches every Monday for the last 4 or 5 months.
Since SummerSlam, it's been a combination of Roman, Jericho, Rollins, and Owens in the main event.
Wait, are you saying it's been the Kevin Owens show?
It's been the Jericho show.
It's been the Jerry KO show.
Because everything's Kevin Owens. And I'll finally admit, he's not a bad champion. He's not a bad champion.
I told you.
Raw's just making him look bad.
I don't think so. I think Raw is just Raw.
No, you know what it is? I think now they're just going to put any heel with the belt just a chicken shit champion on Raw.
Yeah.
Because they don't do it on SmackDown. AJ is not no chicken shit champion.
Yep.
Thank God they didn't be like, make AJ a bitch.
And just have him run every time Cena comes out.
You guys talking about that guy from Atlanta?
Yeah, the guy from Atlanta.
Oh, you're just a guy.
You know what? Fuck you, Al Roker.
So now... AJ's a guy, and Roman's the guy.
Oh my God, I knew he was going to bring that shit up. Fucking shit.
Oh, they're going to fight one day, and the Roman's going to be like, you're just a guy.
No, they're just going to turn Roman heel, have him team with AJ, and they're going to be called the guys.
Roman said he doesn't want to go heel.
They're never
I don't
going
know why
heel.
Not. He's not going to go the Cena route and stay a face yes, for 10, 15. I think I can't see that happening.
Unless he goes back in the Shield for a little while.
No, because you know why
Stop it with the Shield. The Shield is not happening.
The reason
you
I don't
know it's going to happen.
Not
Wait, the
happening.
Reason I don't see that happening is because the moment he goes in the ring to try to cut a promo. Notice how I said try. When he tries to cut a promo, the moment fans start booing him right away, he goes heel and tells them to sit down, shut up, and eat their beer, drink their beer, and eat the popcorn.
Yeah, he's like the anti-hero, though.
He's
no Stone Cold.
Heel. Shield is not happening.
Why don't you like the Shield?
It's not that I don't like the Shield. It makes no sense to happen.
It'll happen.
That's what they said about DX and how many times did DX join back together.
You mean Triple H and Shawn Michaels without anyone else?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the original DX.
And they weren't going for the world title when they kept
They went for the tag titles. They went for
that's
the tag titles.
Triple H was the champion while he was
Didn't Shawn Michaels break up DX to go after The Undertaker and the world title?
Yep.
But when they were together, they weren't serious. It was like, we need some comedy.
Yeah, true, but they were still DX.
I don't want to hear it. DX,
I think
two people in DX is not DX.
I think that thing we
yes,
saw.
Yes, it is. That was the original DX.
I don't want to hear it. Two members is not bringing back a faction. Like,
I mean, technically,
so one more is bringing back a faction.
Yeah. You can't have the Shield with two people.
Technically,
then it ain't the Shield.
We did have a Shield reunion when they confronted New Day in the club.
I don't want to hear it.
I think technically had a reunion.
Oh, how is Dean mysteriously cool with Seth Rollins now?
Didn't they just have a year-long feud and all of a sudden we're friends again?
Yo, you'll hear Alpha.
What?
You will hear it again.
No, it's not happening.
Chill.
Seattle.
It's not happening. Were they all going to go for the world title at the same time?
They're all going to be world champions. You're going to have the Universal, the WWE, and like something.
Whoever's the third world is going to go after the UK championship.
Yep. Oh,
UK
Dean
Ambrose.
It's always going to be fucking Dean Ambrose. Fuck that guy.
Well, apparently he's the best member of Shield since he beat both of them in
technically
a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match.
Dean Ambrose is one of the worst fucking wrestlers on the roster.
You know what's funny? I was watching the Destruction of the Shield shit on the WWE Network for $9.99.
Cheap plug.
And I like Dean's moveset when the Shield first started. It was pretty cool.
He had a moveset?
Yeah. He had kicks involved. Like,
He had kicks and punches.
He wasn't doing those retarded punches. Like
You mean those retarded clotheslines?
He wasn't doing it.
Rebound
like,
Larry.
He wasn't going crazy
line.
Like that. Like he was actually wrestling. Watch early Shield stuff.
Fuck Dean Ambrose.
He was wrestling.
I mean, I watched his indie stuff. He was better than the indies.
Antoine doesn't know what
indies is. Oh, John Moxley. I know who the fuck that is.
He was better than the indies than he was
in the indies. He doesn't know what the indies is. Everyone was better. AJ was better in the indies.
AJ was better in Japan.
You and AJ. Oh,
AJ was better in Japan.
I'm just saying. He's having good matches on the main roster, but his other work is 100 times better than what he's doing on the roster.
AJ Styles, a.k.a. Slammy Superstar of the Award winner.
Well, you could have the Couple Haters Award a year. Yeah. Oh, no, you can't. Because
we could start that beginning of next year. End of the year awards.
I say we do it next episode.
What are we doing next episode?
I'm going to give our Couple of Haters Awards.
Ah.
Since the Slammy's in December, we could do it in January. The beginning of the year. WrestleMania is the end of the year and it's April. Fuck that.
I don't laugh when they say WrestleMania is the season ending.
Yeah, season finale. Season finale.
Days off. What season finale?
Season finale of Raw this week at Jesus WrestleMania. Christ.
I was like, damn, we finally get a break from Raw? Nah, that shit starts.
No, it'll be on tomorrow.
Like, what?
See, the only Raw that's never bad is the Raw after WrestleMania.
That's because someone always comes back. That's why. That's all we look forward to. Like, oh shit, there's going to be a surprise return tomorrow.
I always look at the TV weird when they're like, oh, tomorrow, season premiere on Monday Night Raw. Wow. Yeah, excuse me?
That makes no sense.
This is long gone ever, forever.
Like, you guys could at least take 2 weeks off and then say season premiere. But give you guys some rest.
But the CHP Superstar of the Year is no other than Mike.
Oh, my God. No, he's not. I give him Comeback Superstar of the Year.
Comeback Superstar.
I give him Promo Talker of the Year, maybe. Yes.
Miz, no. You know what? Miz deserves Comeback. Cause
Miz has had he's been some of the matches
ever
of the
since
year.
He lost the world
he's
title.
Wait. He's what? Other?
He he's had some of the matches of the
no,
year.
Stop
no,
stop it.
He's had some good matches, not match of the year.
What?
No.
Stop it.
He's had two
don't get me wrong. The
candidates.
Match he had with AJ, like, was it 2 weeks ago, was not bad.
That was amazing.
But look who he had it with.
Yeah.
So AJ gets the nod because of what the Miz did.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
No, but
God.
Miz, ever since he lost the world title, wasn't relevant, really.
I don't know, agree.
Unless he won.
He was relevant. Oh, my. You know what? Smooth.
The Miz will be the most. He'll break Jericho's record in Continental titles. He'll break it.
You saying he's going to have 10 Intercontinental title runs?
10. And then he's going after Cena.
Oh, my God.
Why Cena?
15 times.
Did you and Miz sleep together?
Almost.
And on that note.
Yeah, we were supposed to be talking about the Rumble.
No, it's the same shit.
And surprises. Who's your big surprise to come out?
My big surprise? I mean, it's not the obvious. But I think I'm going to go out on a limb. Nakamura.
Hulk Hogan.
Shinsuke?
He's not coming.
I don't think so.
I think they'll pull the Rusev card and Rusev, you know,
no.
Win the Rumble.
No one knew
and then
Rusev.
He didn't come up for 8 months.
Remember the Rumble.
No one knew Rusev, though.
This is you can't put someone like a Jack Swagger or Ellsworth in this Rumble. It's two
Ellsworth's gonna be in it.
They're not gonna put Nakamura, bro.
Ellsworth's coming out, then David Arquette's coming out.
Everyone's talking about, Joe, Ty, maybe Rude, but if Nakamura comes in the Rumble as the NXT champion, he's gonna guarantee NXT being the main event at WrestleMania.
They're not gonna let him win the fucking Rumble.
Anything can happen in the WWE.
It's gonna be Taj, Joe, and Hito, I think.
I'd rather my mother win the Rumble than Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Why? Because he can't speak good English.
No, I like Shinsuke, but no, not yet.
Not yet. I'm not saying he should win.
Joe's
he should
gonna
be
win
in it.
The Rumble.
He needs to stay in the junior high where he is.
Oh
right now.
My God! Yeah, the
but,
junior
yeah.
high that pulls on better shows than the high school.
Yeah, isn't tonight Takeover?
Yeah,
yes, tonight
be
is
amazing.
Takeover.
Yeah, Takeover is always amazing. My boy might steal the show.
Who?
Who else?
No, I know you ain't talking about Jose.
No, wait.
He's not
even
on
the
card.
You'll see him there. You'll
doing
see him there.
What?
You'll see him there.
Eating popcorn in the stands?
Steal show. You'll see.
Oh, my God.
No way, Jose.
I'm still
his
mad
way.
His theme song popped up on my phone when I was listening to music. I'm still mad that shit happened.
I'm just waiting for my boy Finn Balor to come back.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Obviously not tonight.
Fuck, would he what show if up he NXT? Trolls and doesn't show up but shows up on Raw the next night?
No, I think he's in a Rumble.
Yeah.
Who's your secret guy, Shake?
Secret guy to come out for the Rumble?
Yeah.
I still have faith in Angle.
I can see that happening. I can.
Kurt, yeah. I want to see Kurt. I want to hear
his music. I see him like a late number. I don't see him like early 10s or 15.
I want to hear his music. No, I want him to come out second, man.
Didn't he say he wasn't in the Rumble, though?
He said he's not in the Rumble. Kenny Omega said he's not in the Rumble. Finn Balor said he's not in the Rumble.
But why would Angle cancel his weekend shows?
Not him. The promotion. WWE pulled him from the promotion. Oh,
see? There you go.
He pulled him. He's in the Vince Rumble. Said no. He said, we need him. He can't be there.
You're why? In the Rumble.
If you're not supposed to show up to the Hall of Fame, why would they say no? You can't be on the...
Kurt. See, Kurt needs a knockout Taker, man. And just fight Taker.
I think Kurt needs to, you know, start the fire again with that rivalry with him and Brock.
I would like to see that.
Yeah. But I want him to retire Taker.
Why him?
That's who Taker wanted.
If anyone's going to retire Taker, it needs to be a young guy. Just pass the torch, goddammit.
Fuck that. No, they don't deserve that.
Pass the torch. Yeah. Pass the torch.
It's too much pressure for...
Yeah, give him somebody that deserves that.
Because let's say you have someone beat him. Let's say Braun Strowman. Whatever. God. Say you have Braun Strowman beat him. Now you have to make Braun Strowman a monster. And dominate for a long time.
They did it with Brock when he beat Undertaker at WrestleMania.
That's Brock, bro. You're talking Brock about? Was yeah, proven.
Yeah, he was already established,
wait,
man.
Brock. Let's win the belt and I'll be gone for 8 months.
But he's established. If you have someone new beat him, you have no choice but to push him, whether he's good or not.
Like, Brock always comes back and beats
people. That's why you choose
that
person wisely. Like, let's say Samoa Joe.
He's 40-something. He's not a young star.
But in WWE's eyes, he's still a young guy.
No, he's not a
young
star.
He's a rookie and smooth. He's a rookie.
Man, nah, I respect him all. He ain't no rookie. Only person I would let do that is Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
They should have did it, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
God damn.
No young star deserves to beat Undertaker. It's no point. Back when Taker wanted to lose, it was fine because you had crazy superstars like fucking Kurt Angle, Triple H, Stone Cold, and all that. So it was fine.
The funny thing was, what was it? I read a story years back. He wanted Mark Henry to end his streak. He wanted Orton to end his streak. He even told Big Show to end his streak, and they kept saying no.
Yeah.
Orton would have been cool because he was the legend killer back then.
So. Yeah, that would have, yeah.
And he's had a great career, so it would have been like, oh my God, what did we do with this kid?
The Viper. But did you guys hear the scenario where Seth wins his way back into the Rumble and then he comes out and then the next entry is Triple H?
Oh, God, no.
And throws him out.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. That's a waste of two entries.
Yeah. They don't need that.
Seth doesn't need to be in it
Seth
no more.
Unless Seth takes someone, like he knocks out Ellsworth and takes this spot.
It. No, it's supposed to be right away. Oh, yeah. If he knocks
out
Ellsworth.
If he was to take out Ellsworth. And take his spot.
There's no point in him being in the Rumble because it's already set in stone. Him and Triple H. So it's
play the game.
If you're not gonna win,
I see Seth in the Rumble, I'm gonna be
this
upset.
This is the thing that I've been thinking about. This tricky with the way they're saying it. They worded this. Winner just main events Mania. They're not saying nothing like they used to. Winner gets a title shot. They're just saying winner main events Mania.
Yeah, but title shots implied.
I mean, that's like saying, let's say like what Shake just said, what you just said, that Seth wins his way into the Rumble and he wins. Was he going to say I'm a main event Rumble on Mania by facing Hunter?
No. Oh, he's going to win the title. The title's the main event. They don't have to say it's a title match. That's the main event.
I kind of like one of the scenarios where it was like Randy wins the Rumble, Bray wins the title at Elimination Chamber and they fight at Mania.
I just don't want Bray to be a transitional champion.
No, I think that would be passing of the torch that Randy would lose to a Bray at WrestleMania.
Well, I think Randy's the wrong person to pass the torch.
No, Randy's
to Bray Wyatt.
Randy's had a great career. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
That's true.
It's not like he won the title 4 times and that's it. Was
for
it
some
11,
reason,
12?
13, right?
13.
Yeah, see, he could pass the torch to Bray.
For some reason, I just don't see Randy. I don't know why I don't see Randy like that. I don't know why.
You don't see him as a leader?
It's because he hasn't been in the picture with the big dogs for a while. He's just been doing his own thing.
Well, that's because he fucking takes 3-month injuries and make them last 12 every fucking time. Oh, he sprained his wrist. He's out 2 weeks. Four months later, he comes back.
Like, Orton used to have star power. Now, I don't feel like he has it.
Now, he's just like top level mid-card.
Yeah.
That's because
you can't really. That's the thing. I just thought about it. You can't really call Orton that main event guy. You could just call him top level mid card.
Yeah, but if he's there, it's like okay.
Unless he's there with Cena, and you're like, oh, really?
Yeah, but no. If they push Orton to the main event, it's like okay, he's Randy Orton.
Yeah,
but it's not like oh shit. Like
it's like to me, like there's no point in having to put the belt on him no more.
Yeah, but it's like he earned it. It's no excuses. You can't complain.
No, I'm not saying if he wins and I'm going to be like, but I'm saying there's really no point for him to really have to get a title.
If Randy gets 14, he gotta be chasing John for the record.
But then that's going to become another feud where they're both going to be at 15 or something, and now they're fighting for 16.
Please. Let's hope WWE don't hear that shit. Please, no.
I would like that if it was retirement.
It could be a cool story. Like, oh shit, they're both about to get 16 and they're both fighting for a title at the same time.
That means they're going
to
be in nonstop triple threats for the world title. Because you just can't. That's the only way for them to be at 15 together in the same match. Because Cena's already at 15.
Well, you know, they don't even have to feud with each other. And yeah, you can have a triple threat, but just be like Randy and Cena is in a triple threat. And then you could just up it up. Oh, if one of them win, they become 16 times champ. Yeah. Like they don't need to feud.
I would have seen them about to win it, and Randy, okay, nope.
But yeah, let them keep interfering in each other's matches. Like you will not get 16.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem with the feud. It's just that it's been overdone.
But this would mean something.
Yeah. And just like Shake said, they don't even have to fight.
They don't have to fight for the title
because they're trying to get the title.
It's not even about the belt anymore with those two. It's just like that feud with those two since they've been a mainstay.
It doesn't even have to be a feud.
It's just been overdone with the matches. Overdone.
You could have it. You know. Oh, they're both on SmackDown.
You got to think about it. It's been overdone because they'll do like 5 pay per views in a row. They should never have done that.
Yeah.
And they did that twice.
Yeah, they did, what was it, 1 year they did 8 pay-per-views in a row.
Yeah, and they just kept trading the title.
And that's why Cena's at freaking 15.
But I'm not against trading titles. I'm not against
that. I hate the hot potato. I hate the hot potato. The women's title.
Fresh.
No, it
the doesn't. Women's title's not hot potato. It's hot potato between two people.
Yeah.
Let it be hot potato between 4 or 5 people.
That's
to
different.
Make it seem,
that's different.
To make it seem that's like different. There's a lot of competition.
Now, if you had the title switching hands, let's just say every month.
Every two months.
Between every female, that's a different story. But when it's like the same two back and forth,
Sasha.
It devalues the belt entirely.
Sure. Not really. I think it devalues the feud.
No, it devalues a few just for the fact that Sasha loses every pay-per-view and wins it on Raw.
Yeah.
That's what fucks it up.
Like, if they would have kept it fresh, they could have kept going. Like, if Sasha would have won at that last pay-per-view, then I'm like, okay. Then
because
we could have
another
match. Because
they portraying Charlotte as the queen of the pay-per-view?
Where's she going to go? 50-0 or
AKA
something?
No, Bailey's not winning tomorrow.
No, she's not. Sorry, Bailey. We love you, but... That's not.
I'll give you a
I
hug,
say Mania.
But you're not winning.
I say Mania. She finally gets it.
I don't think so.
You don't even think I Mania?
Nope.
It's gonna be Charlotte.
It's already
moment.
In the books that Sasha is gonna face Bailey at SummerSlam. So
yeah.
Sasha's turning heel.
Oh, I'm saying that doesn't have to be for the title.
But it's gonna be for the title.
But yeah, I will have Charlotte losing on Raw or something. And keep her.
Oh my god,
that hasn't happened
before.
You just
no, I'm saying,
no,
I'll no
just
let's
keep
say
her.
This Bailey Charlotte feud keeps
person.
Going.
This is a new person. I would just have.
Guess
her
what?
Lose
though, a different person. Everyone's gonna be like, same old shit. She
no,
loses
but
it on Raw.
You
yeah,
can't.
But then stop. Then stop.
No, you just can't. Let's say she holds the belt to Mania, and then Bayley finally going supposedly get the Mania moment.
They're gonna give Charlotte
to
Mania
have
moment.
Charlotte win, and then to lose on the Raw after Mania to Bayley.
Charlotte's
all that
gonna
does
get her
is
Mania
give
moment.
Raw ratings. That doesn't help anybody. It just gives Raw ratings.
I would like for there to be a women's Money in the Bank.
They should have did a women's rumble.
That would be how
they have enough talent for a women's rumble.
And
you don't even
be,
need 30.
That would be how Charlotte loses at a pay per view. It gets stolen from her. Like that would be something cool.
That'd be a good story.
They should have did a women's rumble.
Yeah, they should have did a women's rumble.
They'll probably do it next year because Charlotte's like she's vying for them to try to do one. I mean, you can do it at next rumble. You don't need 30 women. You can have 20. And just
don't. But they have enough for 30. But yeah, 20 just 20 cut
is
it down.
Enough. Because if you're going to do two Rumbles, 20 is enough for the women.
Yeah.
And especially if they're going to do the bullshit, throw through the second row instead of going over the top.
Nah, fuck that. Throw them over the top.
That's stupid. But before this episode is ended,
Rumble winners.
I didn't give my.
Hold on. Oh.
My surprise entrant.
Oh, God.
The Miz.
It's gonna be
bro. He's
Miz
in
is already in.
He's already in.
I already know where it's we're going be, with this.
Who you think it is?
I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna wait till you say who it is.
It's gonna be my man Alex Riley.
Oh my God,
Alex Riley's gonna help the Miz win the Rumble.
Oh jeez.
I don't think Riley will ever want to come back to the.
No, because of the tension he has with John.
Yeah, I don't think he will ever want to come back.
He's gonna help the Miz win the Rumble.
Do you guys think Miz does the Daniel Bryan troll?
Yes.
That'll be amazing.
I if hope
Daniel
so.
Bryan comes out.
So, I hope so.
Miz is your winner.
Yeah, Mike the Miz is my winner.
Who's your winner?
I'm going to go with WWE's second option. I'm going to shock the world. Sami Zayn.
Oh my God. Mm.
Sami Zayn. And
going Sami with my boy.
Oh, shit.
No, not him. Y2J.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a.
And you have the best friends.
That makes sense.
I won't even call that a bold pick. That makes sense. Yeah.
Best friends at WrestleMania.
Remember,
fight for the title.
If he lasts 4 more minutes in the Rumble, he sets the record.
How fucking amazing will it be?
He deserves it. They better not pull some shit like they did with Kane.
They're going to throw him out 359.
When Kane needed one elimination for like 4 years, it was like, bro, just let him beat Michael's record. Like,
he's going to get thrown out 359.
How amazing will it be if Y2J wins the title at Mania?
And then he can hold it for like a month, too. And then
he's
let him
entered Mania as
it
the
will
champ,
go
but he's
nuts.
Never won the title at Mania.
It will go nuts if he wins the title at Mania.
I would love to see Y2J win it.
Oh, man.
That's my pick.
I mean...
All right, so you had...
I have Sammy.
Sammy?
Sammy with throwing out Braun at the last elimination.
So we got Sammy the Miz and Y2J.
Y2J.
We will see after pay-per-view who's right. Or if we all were fucking wrong. Because it could be stupid Braun Strowman, his stupid beard.
Hey, that man's lost a lot of weight and he's
who
gotten
the fuck
better.
Cares?
He's gotten better.
He's no Baron Corbin.
His clotheslines look more better.
He's no Baron Corbin. His yell's getting better.
Leave his Braun alone. Leave him alone. He's gotten better.
Did you see that meme where I thought all WWE superstars sing their own entrance music and they had Big Show? I'm like, where?
Just leave him alone. He could be the next Big Show.
Oh my fucking God.
Wait.
Oh my God.
Without him turning face and heel every 2 months.
You know what would be boring though in the Rumble real quick? If you have all the big men in at once. I feel like that
all
might
the
happen.
Slow big men.
Goldberg, like, Brock, Big Show, Corbin.
Well, if you see that, that means Shaq's coming out.
Nah, God.
Oh, I forgot. Wait, there's 8 spots
open. Oh, shit. Big Show might throw someone out, and then Shaq's going to come.
Didn't they
do that last year?
No. That was at the Andre. That was the Andre the Giant.
You can't do it again.
They might, man.
You can't do it again.
I forgot. There's 8 spots open. So that means Big Show, Kane.
The most useless wrestler of all time, Christian.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my God.
You stop it.
So it means, 8 spots open. Kane, Big Show, Mark Henry automatically took 3 spots.
Well, Big Show's already in it.
He announced himself?
Big Show's in, yep.
All right, so Kane and Mark Henry take 2 good spots.
I feel like you can't put Kane and Mark Henry because there's already too many big people.
I say
Kane goes in for just a simple fact he has a record going of a consecutive Royal Rumbles.
Kane gets in there and helps Undertaker stay for a while.
He has 14 consecutive Royal Rumbles. He needs 15 more.
Kane
helps, I mean, not 15 more, but
I was
he needs,
Kane helps Undertaker stay in there for a little while.
Yeah, I forgot Taker, too. There's too many big people.
I'm telling you, you're going to have Kane, Big Show, Mark Henry, Brock, Goldberg, Undertaker, all in the ring at the same time. And then Braun's going to come out. They're going to look at him and throw his ass out.
There'll be one way it's acceptable for Undertaker to win the belt. Not the belt. The title.
Rumble?
Fucking Rumble. Yeah. the title. The belt. If he comes out, keep rolling.
Oh, my God. Listen. That's as dead as his gray gloves, all right? That's never
Undertaker
coming back.
Come out with the Harley. He's winning the Rumble.
I'm leaving. I'm not going to even finish watching.
Who's number 30? Dead Man Walking.
I'm gonna be like, oh shit!
Gonna hit the motorcycle from
number 30 is gonna be Mysterio,
and then and then you're gonna have Maven come out and drop kick him out the Royal Rumble.
Yo, fucking Mysterio gonna come out 30 again, like, yeah, fuck you, motherfucker.
Mysterio's gonna come out. Mysterio's gonna come out heel. Like, you didn't want me here, well, I'm here. Booyaka, booyaka. Long Austin. Fucking Mysterio.
Yo, can we talk about how WWE fucked us that year? How could they not have Daniel Bryan come out? That wasn't part of the plan.
I would have had to grab Mysterio and be like, look, I'm sorry, we'll pay you.
But we'll pay you an appearance for doing nothing.
We don't need these motherfuckers
to riot. Heard that. Booyaka, booyaka. I was like, what the fuck? Is 31 people in the Rumble this year?
They weren't in Philly when that shit happened, right?
But you know what's funny?
Yeah.
My God.
I had tickets to that Rumble too. It was fucking
so. But what was funny is in the pre-show for that Rumble, they showed Mysterio talking about the Rumble. But none of us watched it, so we didn't know he was in it. And you're in the crowd, so you're not watching the pre-show because you're sitting there.
The funny thing is there's a picture going around that there's a graphic that says Mojo has entered the Royal Rumble. And then it says a whole bunch of names on it.
I feel like that's just random shit. James Ellsworth name was there.
God damn it.
Ellsworth in the Rumble, man.
I know.
It's going to come out to Carmella's theme song. He needs to
break the record somehow. I know this record's like 1 second. But...
Oh, no. He's going to pull the Gilbert from years back, come in and just they toss him right the fuck out.
You know what? I want to be a fucking surprise entrant, my man Santino.
No.
I want to see Santino.
Why? What's with you in comedy gimmicks?
Yeah. They're fucking funny.
They're not.
Fucking
They're not. They get stale so quick.
Santino's so funny.
No way Jose's going to show up.
Thanks a lot, shit. I'll blow the house up, bro.
Thanks a lot. You're going to have this guy running around the house singing No Way Jose.
Blow the house up.
Jesus, guys.
This is what we don't need in the Rumble with these fucking gimmicks that you like so much.
Scotty too high.
By the way, we have the...
Oh, they put the Shane on in the Rumble.
The 1999 Royal Rumble playing in the background. And Rikishi's dancing with Too Cool.
Like, this is fucking stupid. This is what we don't
need. Oh, no bullshit. This is the 2000 Royal Rumble.
Yeah, when Cena came back.
It's ridiculous. Cena
came back. 2000, bro. This is...
That's what I said. When Cena came back.
2000.
This ain't 2000.
Yes. This is when Rock and Big Show go over the top rope at the same time.
It's ridiculous that this
WrestleMania,
is what
was it? 2000?
I don't know. Guess what?
They had that Fatal 4-Way bullshit.
Nah, you might be right.
It's the worm, lady.
Too hotty.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But on that note, guys, we're going to close this one out. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Peace.